Okay, so this will be the last shiur on the topic of Kiddush. I want to focus on the daytime Kiddush. At the end, talk a little bit about the question of making Kiddush on schnapps or other such beverages. Hopefully we'll get to it. Again, as we've been discussing, if you have the sources, I don't know if you have the papers I gave them out. It's entitled Kiddush over schnapps on Shabbos Day, but to be honest, that's only the second part of the shiur. I want to talk about Kiddush during the daytime in general. Again, we start with the pasuk Zochar Shomer Shabbos HaKadosh. So we saw already several times the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf of Menalef. That's the principal sugya of Kiddush, which says Zochar LaYayin. So the Gemara says, we'll read it again because now it's more than get to what we're talking about, and we have a little more than we read last time. So let's read the whole thing inside Kuf of Menalef from Pesachim Tanar Bon and Zochar Shomer Shabbos HaKadosh Zochar LaYayin. That we explained already. Right, Tosus tells us that two psukim which link Zechira and Yayin. Fine. So Ainli El Bayom Balayla Minayin. Gemara says, I would only know that you have to make Kiddush during the day. Okay? But how do we know that you have to make Kiddush during the night? Talmud Lomar, Zocher Shoma Shabbos HaKadosh. So the Gemara says, wait a second, this whole line of thinking here, the whole presentation is very strange. Belaila Minayin, what do you mean, how do you know you have to make Kiddush at night? Adar Abba, Iker Kiddusha Belailu, Kaddish Shechi Kaddish, Tchilas Yom Bala Kiddusha. Like we explained, what do you mean, how do you know you have to make Kiddush at night? Adar Abba, the main Kiddush is at night, because we've already said, Kiddush is at the time when the day, when the Kiddush of the day goes into effect. That's at night time. Right? During, by the time you make Kiddush during the day, the Shabbat's already more than half over. So, doesn't make any sense. How do you ask a kasha? How do you make Kiddush at night? Especially we explained the other day, it's Zochar Shomer Shabbos Lekadsho, right? We said one of the aspects of Kiddush, perhaps, is that it declares the day as being a day of Kedusha. So that obviously makes more sense to do it when the day begins. And furthermore, Vesu, Belayla Minayin, Talmud Lomar Zochar Yom. Even assuming you have a good kasha, how do you know have to make Kiddush during the night? So how do you answer? By saying it says Zochar Shomer Shabbos. Why does that answer the question? Talmud Mehadar Alayla, but Konosu Lekor, the Yomama. You ask a kasha about making Kiddush at night, you give an answer from a pasuk talking about Yom. So what's going on here? Gemara says, Hochi Kamar. Hochi Kamar. This is what it should say anymore. Zohar Shama Shabbos Lekadsho. It's not exactly a chsuri mechsura, but the Gemara reworks kind of what the flow should have been here. Zohar Shama Shabbos Lekadsho Zohar Yan Bichni So. Good. So the Gemara's kasha really should be, or is it supposed to be, Ainli El Belayla, but Bayom Minayin, how do you have to make Kiddush during the day? Not how do you have to make Kiddush at night. That's obvious. The whole Kiddush is at night, to be Mekadosh the day, as we explained. But how do you know you have to make Kiddush during the daytime also? Talmud Lomar Zochar Yom HaShabbos. Good. So that's fairly clear. Okay? All right. That's the Gemara. But now the Gemara asks the kasha. So wait a minute. Bayom Mai Mevorech. Exactly what do you say during the day? What exactly is the text? What's the nature of this Kiddush during the day? By all my Mevorach. Amar Yehuda Bar Per Gofen, period. The whole Kiddush during the day is Bar Per Gofen. Now we have different minhagim to say certain psukim before the Bar Per Gofen. Which psukim you say depends on where you came from. Right, some people say Al Kain Berach, just that part, that's all. They say then that some say the whole paragraph Zochar Shomer Shabbos HaKadosh. Some people say before that Peshomru. Some people say the Psukim from Novi, Mtoshim Shabbos HaGlecha, whatever the minig is. But that's all Minhagim, those are just Psukim. But the principal Kiddush, the Bracha is Bar Per Gofen, that's it. Now continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi Ikla LeMachoza. Rav Ashi once went to the city of Machoza. Apparently he wasn't familiar with some of their terminology. Amrule, Likdashin Lomar, Kedusha Rabbah. They were mechabed him, please recite the Kedusha Rabbah for us. Right? I guess they're having a Kiddush after Shul, whatever. So they were mechabed Rav Ashi, please say the Kedusha Rabbah for us. Now, Havilei Sovar, my new Kedusha Rabbah. He was wondering, what is Kedusha Rabbah? Apparently he had not heard that expression before. What do they mean here? A little embarrassing position. He's the big rabbi coming in, and they ask him to be mechabed. They want to give him a kibbut. They each say the Kiddusha Rabbah. So he said to himself, what do they mean by Kiddusha Rabbah? So he thought to himself, Omar, Michdi, let me see. Kala brochas kula on bar per gofen amri bereisha. You know, whenever we have wine that's associated with any mitzvah, any brocha, like at a wedding or at a bris, the bar per gofen is always the first brocha, right? And then the other brocha is whatever mitzvah you're doing. So Rashi came up with a great idea. He said, listen, I know that I have to make a bar per gofen, that's for sure. And that's going to be the first thing. So what I'm going to do is, Omar bar per gofen, v'agid bay. I'm going to say bar per gofen, and I'll stretch it out a little bit. And I'll look around and see what the crowd is doing. Chazia. In other words, let me read the crowd. So he did that. Omar bar Pigam Agibay, and he stretched it out. And Chazia Lahu Sabo, he saw an older man, the Gachin Vishasa. He started attacking, like, right? The guy dove into the chom. All right, in other words, you know, the kiddush, right, as soon as the rabbi says bar Pigam, a mad pylon, right, for the food. Well, apparently that's what happened in Machoza too. And then Rav Asher was safe. He knew there was nothing more. He was going to see. If after he said Bar Pei Guffin, people were standing around, then he would have realized, oh, there's something else going on here that I better do, and I'm not sure what to do, then I'll have to ask. But in the meanwhile, let me say the Bar Pei Guffin, see how people respond to that. So he knew. He said the Bar Pei Guffin. Everyone started eating and drinking. So he realized that was all Kiddush. And Kari Nafsha Chacham Enev Barosha. Fine. So that's the story with the daytime Kiddush. The whole thing is the Bracha Bar Pei Guffin. Nothing more. Again, leaving out the minute to say certain psukim. Now, the Rashbam, if you look in source 4, source 2 is just that Tosfos we already spoke about a few times. So let's look at number 4, the Rashbam, then Psachim. Good. So, the Rashbam says, the whole Amar Yehud, let's look at the few lines halfway down. Amar Yehud, the Bar Pei Guffin. The whole daytime Kiddush is Bar Pei Guffin. Asya Kasi, the Chama Bruche, Umishti Mishum, Kvod Shabbos. Says the Rashbam, what's the purpose of this Kiddush? It's covered Shabbos. Lechalek bein midas Shabbos lemidas Chol. Okay, to make a distinction between Shabbos and weekday. Now, what exactly does Rashbam mean by this? It could mean, you know, we mentioned, we discussed the other day, is the nature of Kiddush to declare some sort of sanctity about the day? Or is the nature of Kiddush really relate to the Suda, to elevate the status of the Suda? So I mentioned that yesterday, right? We had different ways to look at it. But I think it's safe to say that I'll call upon him the daytime Kiddush. It's hard to say the daytime Kiddush is the Mekadosh a day. Why? Like we said, no, the day's already half over. So the daytime Kiddush presumably is for what purpose? Relating more to the meal, right? The covered Shabbos. That may be what the Rashbam is hinting at over here, okay? Now, the other thing that the Rashbam wants to explain is this unusual nickname. They called it Kiddusha Rabbah. Kiddusha Rabbah means the great Kiddush. Well, that's strange, and that's probably, I don't know for sure, but that's probably what Rav Ashi was troubled by. I don't think Rav Ashi came to Machoza and never heard of the practice of saying Kiddush by day. Now, it's still a strange story. You know, Rav Ashi came to Shul, he asked him to make Kiddush, and he never knew what was going on, he never made Kiddush by day before. It's not likely that that's what was going on. Again, it's possible, but I don't think that that's the pshat in the Gemara, that Rav Ashi was unfamiliar with the concept of making Kiddush by day. Okay. After all, this Tanar Abanan and so on is an earlier source. The Brisa. What was Rav Ashi not sure about? That's in question. Stam, you read the sugya. What was Rav Ashi puzzled about? So I think you could say that he was puzzled by this term Kiddusha Rabbah. They asked him, "Will you lead us in Kiddusha Rabbah?" Okay. And he said, "Huh? You know what's Kiddusha Rabbah? I know about Kiddush, but they're calling it something else. Maybe they do something else here that I don't know about." Okay. Okay, so then he found out it's taka nothing. It's the same old kid. It's just Bar Pei Guffin. But again, you don't have to learn the sugya. I think it's a reasonable way of learning. So the question taka is, so why do we call it Kiddusha Rabbah? It's a misnomer. Kiddusha Rabbah means the great Kiddush. We just got to explain that the main Kiddush is really Friday night. The daytime Kiddush is learned out from a pasuk. You know, the extra words, Zachas Yom HaShabbos. Why do you call it Kiddusha Rabbah? It's a funny type of nickname, right? So the Rashbam explains, the Masla Kiddusha Rabbah, Bar Pei Guffin, that's a reference to the bracha of Bar Pei Guffin. V'karile Kiddusha Rabbah da kula Kiddusha ka'amrile. Because Bar Pei Guffin is nicknamed the Great Kiddush. The Great Kiddush bracha. Why? Because whenever we make Kiddush or other mitzvahs, it's always over a cup of wine. We discuss this, right? The cup of wine is always associated with various different mitzvahs. So Mamela, it's nicknamed Kiddusha Rabbah. It relates to this Bar Pei Guffin. In fact, Rashi and Bracha says that Bar Pei Guffin, I think I mentioned this the other day. No, the grape juice is the only fruit juice that has its own special bracha. Usually the orange juice, apple juice, whatever, has a shakol, right? How come grape juice gets its own bracha? Bar Pei Guffin, it's a unique bracha. So Rashi and Brachas explains, I think it's on Daf Mem and Daf Mem, but in two places I think Rashi explains, because the grape juice slash wine is associated with mitzvahs. And orange juice and apple juice are not associated with mitzvahs. Okay, but grape juice is. So in Mela, grape juice has a special status, so we improve, or we use this special bracha, or this special product, rather, and therefore we have a special bracha as well. Well, in Mela, that's what he says is called Kiddusha Rabbah. All the regular Rishonim, Rabbeinu David, and the Maram Chalav, and all the regular Rishonim and Psachim there are bothered by this. Also, I printed here the Meiri, The Meiri writes, Mitzvah summarizes the sugman, so it's fine. Pesachim daf kufa, when all same daf. Mitzvah saseh lekadosh yom shabbos zorim, shemar zochah shemar zochah lekadosho. V'ikra kiddush b'chnisasa b'layla. First of all, Meiri tells us, as we've said, the main kiddush at night. Umi divrei sofrim, and it's with rabbanan lezochah el hayayin. Remember, we had that discussion too. What's the status of the wine? But the Miri says Kiddush is the rice itself. Kiddush on Friday night. Kiddush on wine is Rabbanim. Remez l'davar v'zichro kein levanon. The same pasuk, one of the pesukim Tosfos quotes. V'chein mitzvah midivrei sofrim lekadosh al hakos l'mochor. So first of all, the Miri clarifies for us: don't think that during the day that's the rice also. It's not. During the day, it's only the Rabbanim. The mitzvah of Kiddush arises at night is bichni soso, at the beginning of the day, only at night. Okay? Miri tells us that during the day it's mitzvah drabonim, mitzvah divrei sofrim. Below Kiddush Hayom alabar pe'agofen, v'hua nikra Kiddusha Rabba derech kinoi. It's a nickname. Okay? It's not really accurate. It's not the Kiddusha Rabba is just a kinoi. It's a nickname. Oh, Shema al Shem Shekala brochos misachos bo. Or it's a reference of what pe'agofen, because so many other brochos are sort of like, you know, beautified by this bracha, but Rav, like the Rashbam said, more or less. The afal pisha bracha zu ein ba kiddush liyom. And even though technically, forget about the term kiddusha rabba being a misnomer, the term kiddush is a misnomer. There's absolutely nothing about kiddush that appears in the daytime kiddush. We don't make Friday night I'll call upon and we say the bracha mekadosh haShabbos. You understand why it's called kiddush? But during the daytime, we don't say mekadosh haShabbos. So why? Forget about why it's called kiddusha rabba. Why is it called kiddush altogether? It's not really kiddush. That's the Miri says. Alpha b'shem bruchas u'ain b'kiddush liyom, because after all, b'harei af b'cholim b'alishot tzorach levarach. Cain, if I have wine today, Wednesday or tomorrow, Wednesday at lunchtime, or Thursday any other day of the week at lunch, I also have to make. Let's say I want to have wine, a glass of wine before my meal any day of the week. So I have to make the same bar per guffin, right? So there's nothing unique. If you have a glass of wine, if you have wine before kiddush. Okay, before your Shabbos Suda, you make a bar per guffin. Good, but that's not unique to Shabbos. You had a meal on Wednesday, and you want to have a glass of wine before the meal, you also have a bar per guffin before. So what's going on? So he says, nonetheless, once the Rabbanan instituted, it takes on a different status, it becomes a birchas chova. And when me'achar she birchas chova, af hi kuya kiddush, she'afi lechach tiknu, or miskadish al yodol yosudoso chashuva shenikbas al yain nikbas al yain, exactly like we said. No, once they instituted kiddush, and as we said, it's like this tzad that the purpose, at least of this kiddush, even if they want to argue that that's not the purpose of Friday night kiddush, but at least the purpose of Shabbos day kiddush is to elevate the status of the suda. That no, this isn't a Wednesday lunch or a Sunday lunch or whatever. No, this is a suda Shabbos. That's what I mean, kiddush. Therefore, it takes on that. That category. And therefore, says the Miri, we'll see it inside the Rambam momentarily, Ugdole amechabrim kosu she'av zeh osur litom b'yom ha-shabbos kodom shikadosh kiddush zeh. You know, says the Miri, some suggest that once it has the status of kiddush, it already takes on certain dinim of kiddush. Namely, you're not allowed to eat beforehand. We know Friday night you're not allowed to eat before kiddush, right? So says the Miri, the Gedol HaMechaber, that's the Rambam, we'll see the Rambam inside shortly, he happens to hold the same thing is true with Shabbos day, you're not supposed to eat before Kiddush. In other words, even though it's not really Kiddush, the Miri's telling us once it was instituted as a din de Rabbanan, then Taka takes on the status of Kiddush. Okay? Ain't the Dvarim Nirei, others disagree, because after all, Hola Kvar Niskadish, the day is already has Kiddush. All right, fine. Vaf Gedol HaMefarshim HaGim, the writer disagrees. All right. But anyway, I'll call upon him, it takes on some of the din of Kiddush. Okay?
Yeah. I've heard it explained actually, like Kiddusha Rabba, because it's not, you know, it's not of a Kiddush, it's not important, we don't want to make it feel bad. Chas v'shalom.
Very good. So that's the next one. That's the Ran. The Ran, and it's commenting on the Rif there, Pesachim Chav Beis Mod Aleph on the page of the Rif, right, says, first of all, Mashmalei Dahach Drosh Asmachta Ba'almahu. The Kiddush during the day is only a Drosh, even though they learn it out from the Pasuk. I mean, the Ran's bothered. You know, in the Gemara there, in Adav Kuvav learns daytime Kiddush out of the same Pasuk. Zocher Shema Shabbos HaKadosho. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. How do you have to make Kiddush by day? Because it's Zocher Shema Shabbos HaKadosho. Well, that's the same Pasuk that teaches about making Kiddush at night. So one could have made the case that maybe that's included in the Raisa. But all of Yishonim tell us, no. The Ran says it's not a smachta here. Di Kiddush Yom the Raisa, Heichel Arminim Bala Bar Pir Agafen. He says, because if it's the Raisa, so then it's got to have more to it than Bar Pir Agafen. Bar Pir Agafen, the final analysis is just a Birch Sanenin. And like I said, you have something to eat on Monday lunch or Thursday supper. You also say Barber Guffin to drink wine, right? So there can't be the rice to say Kiddush, okay? Anyway, there's nothing about Kiddush in it. So if you skip down to the fourth line there, the fifth line, the Ran says, a few lines in the bottom, that's easy for you. He says, "V'karu kiddusha rabba lekinoi lefisha eino iker kekiddusha lila." Exactly what you said. It's dafka because it's not as important as nighttime kiddush. V'zuta shiure, it's less significant. Kiddekarinan lesuma sagi nahar. Just like we call a suma a sagi nahar. As we call lashon sagi nahar. Right? It's a euphemism. Kiddusha rabba is a euphemism. It's not the kiddusha rabba. I mean, it's not so much we don't make it feel bad. You know, I mean, that's one way to look at it. But it means we want to talk in a nicer way. What is a sagi nahar? What do the words sagi nahar literally mean?
Too much light.
Well, what do you mean? A guy's blind, there's no light. He can't see anything. So it's just a cleaner, it's a euphemistic way of speaking. So that becomes called Lashon Sagi Nahar. So that's what the Ran says here. The nickname Kiddusha Rabba is Lashon Sagi Nahar. It's a less important Kiddush. We call it the big Kiddush. Fine. Okay. Now let's move on to some of the halachas related to it. It's important to understand the following. And maybe this will give us some insight in terms of the meal. There's an earlier Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Hayim and Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, source 7. Kvod Yom, Kvod Laila, Kvod Yom Kodem. What does it mean, kvod yom, kvod laila? Rashbam explains. Once a guy's poor, and he only has enough good food either for Friday night meal or Shabbos lunch meal, which one should get the preferential treatment in terms of the better foods? So guess what? Kvod yom adif, the daytime meal. Okay? And if a person only has nice, a certain amount of good beverage, save it a daytime meal, not the Friday night meal. That's what the Gemara says. Now, it's not a topic now why that is. But, says the Gemara, if you only have enough, okay, I just realized some stuff was eliminated here, but if you only have enough wine, now many people like wine with their meal, that enhances the meal. So let's say I have enough wine for the Friday night meal or for the Shabbos meal, not both. What should you do? Kvod Yom Adif, daytime meal. But if you only have one glass, okay, and it's a question of Kiddush Friday night or enhancing the daytime meal, then Kiddush Friday night wins. Okay, that's what Shmuel explains in 9. Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush HaLayla Shemekash Hayom Ala Kos B'Layla Kodem Lechvod Yom. Shalom Yishtosev Em Tzesur Ali Kaddish Bo B'Layla Kodem Achila. Fine. All right. Well, store that thought for later. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perakoftas HaLachadal Ikar Kiddush B'Layla. The primary Kiddush is at night. Okay, then the question is, what if you make Kiddush at night? You make it during the day. It's another shir. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sin Reish Hainav Siv Gimel, source 11. Im ein yorom ha-segel, zis noz yayin le-kiddush, olochin tzor chesud, lekvod laila, kvod hayom, le-kiddush hayom, mutov, shiikne yayin le-kiddush, olalai, ma shiyochin tzor chesud, ma shiikne yayin le-tzor chayom. Night, wine for night works. Because when it comes to the suda, then shar tzor chesud, then the day wins out. The Rambam writes in Perach Avtes, halacha yud, Mishin is scavin le kaddish yayin le Shabbos. That's a different thing. One second. Umit second line. Umitzul levarach al yayin biyom a Shabbos kodem sheyisod to the shnei vizel anikra kedusha rabba. It is a mitzvah to make kiddush during the day, also before the second Shabbos meal. That's called kedusha rabba. The Rambam doesn't tell us why it's called kedusha rabba. You can look it up in the other rishon that I told you. Mevarach bar peragaf and bavad. The show says achar kach yichol yitol yada viyisod. You make just a bar peragaf and then wash, have your meal and so on. Now here's the Rambam that we alluded to before in the movie. The aser lo la'adam shiit om klum kodem shiikadesh. Number one, you shouldn't eat anything before this kiddush. Okay, same like Friday night kiddush. Also, the gam kiddush zelo yela makom suda. The rule of kiddush makom suda we discussed yesterday also applies to the daytime kiddush. All right. In other words, we treat it like kiddush, at least in many respects. Can't eat beforehand. You have to be kiddush makom suda. The Ravid disagrees with this very sharply, as you know. The Ravid takes Rambam to task sometimes without mincing words. This is one of those places. Also, Adam Shitam Klum Kodesh Kaddish Amar Avram B'Chayi Roshi. It's like, oh my God, I Mitzvara Amar, right? By my life, I Mitzvara Amar Lo Sover Miyom V'Sover Pchusam Izu. If the Rambam is saying this Mitzvara, he never came up with a worse Mitzvara than this. Okay, Ravid obviously doesn't like it, and he thinks the Rambam got mixed up because they called it Kiddusha Rabba, and he says, "Ain't no Klum. The nickname is nothing." Okay, and therefore it's whole things about smachta, and there's no problem. The Magid Mishnah tries to defend the Rambam. Okay, we're not going to read that. Skip to the tour. The tour says a very interesting thing. Simon Reish Peites Orachaim 14. Avol Rambam Zal Kosav Mitzvah Levarach Alayayin B'Shabes Kodem Shiyisod. וברוך בר פי הגופן בלבד, ושאו סבחר חנות וביסו וצורך שגם זה הקדש במסודה, ושלא איתם, איתם קודם. Not allowed to eat before this Kiddush. V'adoni Ovizal, that's the Rosh, right? The Torah is written by Yaakov, the son of the Rosh. So Aleph, Aleph, he calls him Adoni Ovi, my father, the Rosh. Hoya Shosem Mayim Baboker Kodem Tefillah. He would drink water in the morning before going to Shul, Shabbos morning. Now the whole question, does that extend to tea and to coffee, which is another Shaila, you know, is that just nothing more than flavored water? So it's Mutter, so that's again, not our topic
there
either.
They discuss that if it's for drinking energy, like, you know, for energy for davening, even like fruit and, you know, these things would be...
Yeah, so that's a question. Not everyone agrees with that, but there's some all like that, right? That's correct. Okay. That's what they say. See them, whatever. They do eat before davening a little bit, or have cake or whatever. They say, why eat in order to daven? You daven in order to eat. You daven quickly, so go eat. Right, but be that as it may, the Rush came up with the following story. He thought it was okay to drink before that, at least water. And again, I question whether it extends to tea and other than coffee. Is tea and coffee nothing more than flavored water? So it's really a din of water or not. Okay, but he said, what was the Rush's lumdus? He had a lumdus for it. He says, because kevan shelo chal olav adayin chovas kiddush ad la'achar hatfilah. What is the nature of the daytime kiddush we said before? It's to what? It's to enhance the Suda Shabbos. Well, the Suda Shabbos you can't have because you're not allowed to have a Suda before your meal. Before davening, I mean. You're not allowed to have a meal before davening, right? Memela, before davening, there's no chiv to say Kiddush, says the Rosh. You follow the Rosh's lumdus? And there's no chiv to say Kiddush before davening because the whole Kiddush on daytime it has to do with the meal. Well, you can't have a meal before eating, you don't eat before davening. So if you're not going to have a meal before davening, Memela, there's no chiv of Kiddush. So that's what the Rosh says. Shkevan shalom chalav adayin chovas kiddush ad la'achar tefillah eina osum litom. Okay? He says, perfect. I'm allowed to eat. I'm not eating before kiddush. The zman for kiddush hasn't yet arrived. Let's say a person wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night. You can either have a drink. It's still okay for the nighttime kiddush, right? So the Rosh says, the daytime kiddush chiyuv hasn't set in yet. When does the daytime chiyuv? Not with the arrival of daybreak. It arrives with the conclusion of davening, because you can't eat before you daven. So therefore, there's no chiyuv to have a meal, no chiyuv to have a meal, no chiyuv to make kiddush. Therefore, he said it's okay to drink. What about drinking before davening in the first place? So that's a different din. That's a Warm brachas davening. It says you're not supposed to eat before davening, because it's like you're putting your needs before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Osiya shlachta achrei gavi. Through me, says Hakadosh Baruch Hu, toss me behind, toss me overboard, toss me behind, you know, and put your own gaiva in front. So water, not so much gaiva. And again, that relates to the question of coffee and tea. There's a whole discussion in a camp to have a cocoa club, right? To the kids who learn extra before davening, they give them hot chocolate and others, you know, it's a whole tumult about that cake. I don't know. They give them stuff. Sorry, the kids, but get them to learn is good. But anyway, what do you see from the Rosh? The Rosh says a chiz. I love this. The Rosh says that since there's no chiyuv kiddush yet, I can drink. However, full disclosure, not all Rishonim agreed with the Rosh. The Sefer Tashbetz caught, and that's the Shimshon ben Tzadok, one of the Balei Tosfos, verse 15. The Asur la Adam lechol olishtos baboker kodem shispalo. Okay, he said you know how to eat or drink in the morning for davening. Okay. And based on this, he says that's only types of food that. And I think it wasn't talking about Shabbos. At first, it's not talking about Shabbos. Then it's in Reish Gimel. Sefer Tashbetz caught in Simon Reish Gimel. He says it's a problem. The Gemara brought stuff. You had Osi Shachri Avecha. Achreishni is goes there. Hechi Kabel of Omal Chushamayim. We can't pass our Rabbeinu Avior. The Avior, right? Rabbeinu Avior Alevi. Shemutu Alishtos Mayim Baboker Kamot. Feel like he can't ain't Shachri Lomar Achreishni is guy. Ki my Gav is Shachri Mayim. V'dafka b'chol mutter al v'shabbos yontif shetzorach l'varach layan shulchan akorim achila osur lishtos miyunir da filo mayim osur lishtos. Right, he disagrees with the Rosh. Okay, he's one of the Balei Tosfos, Machlokas Rishonim. The Tashbetz says, no, the Rosh is a cute svara, but l'maisa, we don't drink anything before Kiddush during the day either. Okay, and that's it. That's what he holds.
Is it possible is there a man level Rabbi Kupka in Livingston? He told me that if you say
Brachas Torah,
yeah,
oh, I know very well.
Yeah, he tells you if you say Brachas Torah and the bear and those 15 brachas, because the shachar, so that takes care of the dam, the dam.
Osamal dam reyacha.
Osamal dam
reyacha. I'll tell Kodesh to spell al dimchem.
Right.
Not osamal dam reyacha. Losochol al dam.
That act of tefillah, you know, takes care of you.
Shit, tonight I'm speaking about osamal dam reyacha. I had my head. Losochol al dam.
Yeah. So it's like a right, lo sokol ra. So that takes care because you are mentioning Hashem. You know, so it's,
okay.
That prohibition, like, I don't know if he said that to Mizonos, but you know, eating fruit.
It takes care of the son of the guy. Okay, could be. Could be. Now we just as a side point, I ask an interesting question. Okay. All right, how do we pasken the machokas ram in the, I mean the Tash Beis Nerot? Machokas we've shown him. It's a practical question. You're allowed to drink before Kiddush or not during the day. Night we can, but what about during the day?
Between davening Kiddush or before davening?
Let's say before davening.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, good. So right. So some people dafka do in the wintertime, especially when Chatzos 11:30, you want to have the and there's a Chalal Shem and a half a day fast, so you want to drink before a half a day. So Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Reish Pei Tes Sif Aleph Arachaim 16. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch Umitum Tzatz Yofa Mapa Prusa Kamor Sus Halayla. Should set the table nicely and the chairs nice and have a nice tablecloth just like at night. Vivarach Halayayin, you make a bracha on wine before the daytime Kiddush, before the daytime Suda. Bar Pergafen Ruha Nika Kiddush Arabah. V'chakach Ito Yodov, if you have to Lecha Mishnah again, you have to have Lecha Mishnah just like at night. V'yisod, have a meal. V'gam Zeh Kiddush Tzorach Shiyak Vachem Suda. V'shal Hitam Kodem Lo Klom Kimo B'Kiddush Halayla. He says, you also shouldn't eat, but umiyol ishtos mayim baboker kodem tefila mutim neshadayin lo chalolav kovas kiddush. Now, you pass it like the Rosh. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's cotton zayin, 17, the kiddush ain't shayach ala bizman hasuda. Mishim kodem tefila shayach b'mayim. Okay, all right. The Bir Halacha deals with an interesting question. What about a guy who is having a suda before davening? The Rosh's whole lumdus is that there's no chiv of kiddush because you can't have your suda before davening. The male of the chiv of kiddush isn't chal. What if a guy, for medical reasons, has to eat in the morning? Can't wait till 11:30 to eat. He has to eat in the morning. So now he's going to eat before davening. It's mutter because of medical reasons. Should he make kiddush? In other words, huh? Well, that's what it would seem. Okay. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. 18. He says, Chovas kiddush. Umisha hutar le nebir halacha. Misha hutar lo lechel shos kodem tefila kagon shel refuah. Pashut. The Torah leKaddish mitchilah. Of course, you have to make Kiddush. The whole exemption, the whole Rosh Lamdas doesn't apply, because Rosh Lamdas you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, so therefore you're not allowed to eat before davening. Therefore, before davening, the Zman of Suda hasn't arrived. The Zman of Suda hasn't arrived. Neither is the Chiv of Kiddush. But comes the Mishnah Berurah, if a guy is taka allowed to eat or not, he has to eat medical reasons, then his Zman of Kiddush has arrived. So it's poshut sheTorah leKaddish mitchilah. The truth is, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas 19 or Chaim Chelik Beisim Chavches feels it's not so poshut. I'm not so sure. Okay. Be'echad shemuchrach lecho b'Shabbos boker lifnei atzilah mitzad chul shaso. In Torah leKaddish, he quotes the Bir Halacha. He says, in second, af shelachor ain't that pashut kol kach. I'm not so sure it's pashut. Why not? The ulai lo tikna rabban leKaddish ela kishuzman suda lakol. Right, we have that concept. Botla daito. Eto das rabban ayodam. In other words, yeah, this particular person has a heter that may eat now because of a medical reason. But then we go, halacha is established by rov. But what the majority of people do, most people aren't eating until after davening. So mainly, you could argue there's no chiv of kiddush that sets in until after davening. Because you can't have your suda until after davening. This guy can have his suda before davening. I said, okay, but we're not going to pass halacha based on him. Okay, it's an exceptional case. He has a medical condition. So therefore, he has to eat before. We're not going to change halacha on his account. Right, it goes by rov. So therefore, Moshe is not so posh.
With somebody who has to eat a Yom Kippur, they make kiddush.
Right.
It's similar.
Yeah. The whole takana may not have been in place because we make it.
A father was telling his son, I think some chassidish rebbe, so telling his son on Yom Kippur, he says, make sure you make kiddush on Yom Kippur before you eat. And then the son said, no, dad, because because of chinuch, and you don't need to be mechanech me to make kiddush on Yom Kippur because I never.
You're gonna do it as an adult. It was Avdenezer.
Right. Oh, okay.
Avdenezer was a very sharp kid.
Yeah.
Sharp adult too. But, that's the story of Avdenezer. Anyway, so velokish beetzem eno atos man suda. Even though this person is eating, but it's not the zman of suda now. 6 o'clock in the morning. It's not the zman suda now. Just because it's before davening, he happens to have a head to eat. Okay. And Ramosha feels v'chena mistabi Yosef. It's tzorachim b'shitus. However, it's a little tzorachim. Why the Mishnah Berurah said it's so posh you have to make kiddush. But you see the deference that Moshe had for the Mishnah Berurah, even though he clearly disagrees. At the end, he's like, "Kapana lemaisik par horizokan." But the great zokan, the Mishnah Berurah, passing already. So I'm not trying to change. Yeshal akadat chilus, so taka say kiddush. It's just interesting too. Moshe had such deference for the Mishnah Berurah. I think you can certainly question, especially his lashon is so poshut. But halach lemaisik didn't want to disagree. And you know, a lot of places Moshe Feinstein does disagree, but here we really defer to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay.
How do we pass him with Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur, we assume there is. They're not in the Kiddush. I don't think so. Okay. Now there's Tom an interesting question. You know, so we've said, at least according to some, at least in some ways, this so-called Kiddush Rabbah, this substitute Kiddush, has the same din as the Friday night Kiddush, at least regards to certain things. Not eating and drinking before, all right, maybe you can have water, but basically not eating and drinking before, Kiddush Mokum Suda. There's also a very interesting thing from the Brisker Rav. Look in the Shulchan Aruch in Source 20, it's in Reish Ein Alv, that's one of the Friday night Kiddush. Sif Yud Dalet. Strictly speaking, at Kiddush, not everybody has to drink wine or grape juice, whatever you have to have. It's sufficient if the person makes Kiddush, who making Kiddush, drink some. In fact, technically speaking, it doesn't have to be him. It could be someone else at the table. All right? He says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yudal, in Otom HaMekadosh, Otom Echad HaMesubin, Kamal Lugma V'yatsa. Okay? They have to drink a cheekful. Someone's got to drink a cheekful. Some people say you can even starve two different people to make the cheekful. All right. Bottom line, not everyone at the table has to drink. Why not? Because the din is the declaration of Kiddush. The wine is to enhance it as long as somebody drinks. I think in most families, I don't know, probably in your family, they pass the around. No, they give everyone a sip or they pour off. Everyone has some. No, they have those pitchers, you know, that makes the comes out of 8 cups or whatever it is. Everyone has some usually, right? But there's no need for it. Matter of fact, let's say it's the daytime Kiddush. A lot of times, the rabbi makes Kiddush, and there's 350 people, no one makes Kiddush, right, during the day. Everyone has yotzer of his, and no one drank anything. Some people are mahadir to drink from the kosher bracha and so on, nothing wrong, but the position of the Shulchan Aruch is you don't have to. What about the daytime Kiddush? It's very interesting, in the Source 21, the Rashi Sternbruch, in his Chubas van Hagas, Chelek Aleph, and Reis Samadalos, quotes in the Brisker Rav, and it's quoted elsewhere also in the Brisker Rav. V'das Maran Hagon Mibrisk Zatzal. Shebekiddush Hayom Kol Echad Chayav Lito Midina Kosel Kiddush. A tremendous Kiddush. He says, Rav Iskarov has a Kiddush that the daytime Kiddush everybody's got to drink. Friday night, it's true, only the father, whoever makes Kiddush. One person at the table has to drink, no one else has to. But during the daytime Kiddush, everyone's got to drink some. Drink some. Why? Heves Dor So Hagosh. So Dvorov Shebiyom Hamitzvah He Rak Begeder Birchas Hanenin. He says a logical thing. Friday night, what's the ikar of Kiddush? Is the bracha of Mikdash Shabbos. The bar pergafen is just because of chayala yayin. So Mamela, not everyone has to have wine. But during the day, the whole Kiddush is what? Is bar pergafen. There's nothing more to it. Again, forget those psukim. There's nothing more to it. There's just a bar pergafen. So how does a bar paragraphon with sof kol sof as a birchas hananin, how does that relate to me? A birchas hamitzvah can relate to somebody else who you can have kavan and so on. But a birchas hananin, if I'm not nana anything, so how does it relate to me? Well, it's amen, right? A birchas hananin, you're having an apple, I'm having an apple, and you say eitz, I say amen, so I don't have to say another eitz, I'm yotze, good. Okay, but the bracha has to relate to me somehow. So the Brisker Rav is saying, as I understand it, that the Birchas Hanen of the Shabbos Day Kiddush is nothing more than a bar pergofen. Memela, how does it relate to anybody there listening? Unless you what? Unless you drink. Oh, okay. So then I have to listen, I have kavanah and something. I drink, now I'm yotzei. The Friday night, and the truth is the Friday night, the bar pergofen can work anyway, and because again, it works as part of the Kiddush. Right? The whole Kiddush is one unit, so Memela, somebody, even if you don't drink. But during the day, there's nothing more to it. The lo shaykh is coming in tom and klal, b'chein vor rit vor morcha berak arve psochem and so on. Okay? Anyhow, so this is the shita of the Brisker Rav. Well, right. Amnam kesaris morin zatzal mufresh b'rein with David. Rav Shemuel quotes as a ben of David there, who says that the bar pergav is just a birchas hananin, and that's why we don't say miyotzam motzi, which we only say by a... We only say that by a birchas hananin mitzvah, right? If I'm already yotzei mitzvah, I can't make the bracha for you. Okay, I'm sorry, I can make a bracha for you if it's a birchas hananin mitzvah, because afal pishe yotzei motzi. I already did the mitzvah, I can make the bracha for you, right? I already read the Megillah and Purim, and I'm ready for you. I can say the bracha. Maybe it's better if you say the bracha, but I can be motzi somebody else. Kol Brachos Mitzvah Kula Avos Yotza Motzi. Motzi somebody else. But not by Brichas Hanenin. If I already made Hamotzi at 8, and now you come and sit down, can I make Hamotzi for you now? No. Okay, there's no Avos Yotza Motzi by Brichas Hanenin. It's special thing by Brichas Mitzvah. I heard about by Kiddush. So in Kiddush, the Brichas Kiddush, or the Brach on the Matzah, the Hamotzi on Matzah, the Seder, so that there, the Brichas Hanenin, you could argue, becomes incorporated into the Brichas Mitzvah. Even though it's a Brichas Hanenin, the Bar Paragafen and Kiddush, or the Hamotzi Lechem Menorah, it's at Motzi Matzah and the Seder, okay, when I'm about to eat the Matzah, of Alachilis Matzah, so there, the Brichas Hanenin becomes incorporated in the Brichas Mitzvah, so it follows the rules of Brichas Mitzvah. But not here, okay, not here. Now, nonetheless, says Rav Sternberg, Husvaris Morin Zatzal Gufa Rak L'Chumra, there's only a Chumra from the Biskarov, Lo Pasuk Ken Ladina, let's be honest. Claudius, as you said before, don't pask in this way. Not everybody drinks. They don't have enough wine for everybody, anyways. You ever go to a chassidish tish? At the end of the rebbe makes the benches. So at the end, everyone wants a little bit of the wine and the grape juice. He fills the benches over the coast and he pours off to everybody. Then before the cup is finished, they refill it. He pours off more. They refill it, but they keep pouring out of the coast. That's what you have to do at every shul kiddush, according to Brisker Rav. Okay, so everybody could have some of the wine, or pour everybody wine before. Anyway, he says that it's not Dominican Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Machir is good. Puts in parentheses, "Lokvisha shamati me'echad b'nei beisol shel going to be zekei salvechik." Shemarin zatzal siper sheitzia chirish zel la'aviv agrach zatzal velo kibel hador. It says here that Rav Sternberg says he heard from one of the relatives of Brisker Rav that he presented this svara to his father Chaim once. Chaim didn't accept it. Shaposkim lo yishmir chiddush zeh shebekiddush hayom chayav and dafka litom. I don't know. I thought it's a pretty good svar. No, I mean, it's a logical svar. But Reb Chaim said, no, nobody says it. No, the poskim say it, that's it.
It's like it's a kind of the name in Boel HaKiddusha.
Okay, the whole thing. Okay, Kedvan. Okay. But anyway, he tried it. Some people do it, some people don't do it. Anyway, by the way, just at the very end of that paragraph, in 21, it's a side point, but it goes back to what I said before. V'ayim b'chelik beis shehevesi shagrach zatzal dikte lo lomar shum psukim lifnei kiddush bayom. He didn't say any psukim. I told you before, it's different people have different minhagim to say different psukim by kiddush during the day. Chaim didn't say anything. What did he say? Bor per govern, period. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's it. All these psukim, v'shomer and zohar, alkei, he didn't say. Why not? V'sbarnu shim omer psukim midamen shim psukim hema kiddush. I used to think that. Okay, well, you know what happens? You start saying psukim. Most people think that the main part of the kiddush is v'shamru and zohar and al kain and the bar per gavon is a bracha one. It misleads people.
Who cares?
Okay, huh? I'm saying you won't pay attention. You know, kavona.
Right? I mean, but they're gonna do it. I mean, every time I think.
He says the problem is kavona. Okay, v'ena mechaven lotzu adavka choslo yikamitzes kiddush v'yom. If you're not mechaven by the bar per gavon, then you're missing kiddush during the day. He says, so people are busy, they think the psukim is the main thing, the bar break off, and I'll make my own bar break off later. Okay, I'll have a glass of soda later, you know. I'm just saying he's afraid of that, okay? But other people say the psukim dafka is the meaning of getting. Somebody, I thought that the Rav didn't say the psukim either. That's what I'd heard. But somebody from Boston told me the Rav did say the psukim, but he thinks the Rav said the psukim maybe to get people's attention, you know. I don't know.
Is it also an issue of classic motion?
That's an alkane. Yeah, if you start with alkane, that's a problem. Okay, but start with zohar, you know, a problem. Right, the kol pasuk was Moshe. That didn't have a problem at all. Came. All right. Now we come to another question with regard to the daytime kiddush, and that is okay. So we saw that with regard to a certain dinim, it's parallel to the Friday night kiddush. The hainu that it's kiddush machem suda, that it's not proper to eat a drink beforehand, and you may even have this chumrah of the daytime kiddush over the nighttime kiddush. Everyone's got a drink. What about using other beverages for kiddush during the course of the day? What about using other beverages during the course of the day? So the in general, we have a thing called Chamar Medina, which is introduced in the later Gemara Pesachim, Daf Kuv Zayin. Gemara tells a story in 22. These two gentlemen, literally Mar Yanuka, Mar Kashisha means Mr. Young and Mr. Old, right? Whatever, wasn't their names, or maybe their nicknames. Anyway, they were sons of Rav Chisda, the two sons of Rav Chisda, the older one and the younger one. That's probably they told them apart. Right, the his older son or his younger son. Anyway, they once told Ravashi, Zim Nechad Ikla Amemar La'asir. One time Amemar came to our town, and it was time for Havdalah V'lo Havdalah Chamra. We had no wine left. I told you, we can't even relate to such a thing. Right? But one time, it was a problem. I had mentioned to you that someone who grew up in Germany couldn't get kosher wine, you know, nothing before the Holocaust. Anyway, so Eisel and Shichur, so he brought him beer, okay, below Ivdah. He didn't want to make Havdalah on it. Ubas Tavas, he went to sleep, as Rashbam explains in 23. Lon Ma'una, Shalocha, the crow of Daniel. He has an expression of Daniel, means he went to bed hungry. Went to bed, went to sleep without making Havdalah. So he felt bad. Lamachar, the next day, Tarachna Vaisin Lachamra. So we hunted around and we found some wine. Vivda, he made Havdalah, the time he ate. All right, Lashon Asu, another year later, Iklalasi, came back on Meimar. Lo Havel and Chamra, again, we had the same problem, we didn't have wine. So we tried it again. I seen a lay shichra. We healthy. Okay. I seen a shichra. I brought him beer again. And this time he said, Omar, Ihachi, Chamar Medino. I see that they serve beer here so regularly. So in this land, that's Chamar. Chamar Medino literally means the wine of this land. That's the beverage of this country. So therefore, it's okay for Abdullah. Chamar Medina, says the Rashbam 23. Ein Yayin Acher Beer Azos. Kim Shechar. There's no wine. This is their wine. Is what they use. Therefore, it's okay for Havdalah. Water wouldn't be, okay, even if there's not, but the other type of wine is, what else, the other type of beverages are, what's the other types of beverages? So that's a whole sugya by itself. I just printed here in Source 24, Moshe's Atshuva, and Rechaim Chelik Beisim and Ayin Hei, Bidvar, Mashko, Shomine, Soda. Okay, he wants to know, does Soda have a status of Chamar Medina? He makes a distinction, do you drink it simply to quench your thirst, or do you drink it to... for covered purposes, you know, water is just to quench your thirst, and you have to have more of a chashivas. He's not sure where soda fits into this. Maybe soda also is just to quench your thirst. Therefore, it wouldn't be Chamar Medina. Okay. Now, whatever qualifies as Chamar Medina, let's assume whiskey, okay, liquor, beer, and that kind of stuff does qualify as Chamar Medina. All right? So, there is a comment of the Rosh in Pesachim Perek Yud, Simen Yud Zayin. Venire, Shadas, we notice Shemekadsha or Sheikhar Hecha to have a Chamar Medina. Okay? Some say that you can be Mekadesh on beer when that is considered the Chamar Medina. And that's the Ravan, you're allowed to do it. All right? However, Yeroa Ali, says the Rosh, Af al Pisha Yochel Kadesh ala Sheikhar imu Chamar Medina, Tovu Yosel Kadesh ala Pas. It's preferable Friday night, he's talking about, to Mekadesh on bread. If you have no wine, don't go to the beer or the Chamar Medina, go to bread. Why? Kevan Shusu, the Balak Vod Shabbos. Okay? Because that way, you're making the Kiddush on bread, and the bread connects to the Suda, and you have some of those concepts that we mentioned before about Kiddush relating to the Suda. Aval Baboker, says the Rosh, Yeroa Sheyavarach Al HaShechar Kodem Birchas HaMotzi. You should make the brach. You should take it, not make kiddush on pas. You should on a motzi. You should make kiddush on beer beforehand. Why? Dimlo kain batla kiddush al hayom. Because if you're just going to quote unquote make kiddush on bread Shabbos day, well, what are you doing differently than if you? There's nothing different. Where's the kiddush? What is the normal plan on Shabbos morning? The normal plan is you make kiddush on wine, then you wash and have bread. Well, if you're going to use the bread for kiddush, meaning you're going to wash. What's the whole Kiddush Shabbos morning? Just the Birchas Hananin. So it's just Hamotzi. So where's the Kiddush? You make Hamotzi, there was no Kiddush. You follow?
Wait, but what do you do at night? Like,
You wash first. You wash first. That's like I remember the other day in the Shiloh Siddur, right? Where it has Hamotzi in place of Bar Peir Goffin. You wash, you say Vachulu and blah, blah, blah. Instead of Bar Peir Page, you say, then the second bracha, and then eat the motzi. But there you're safe. Why? Because you said a whole text of Kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos. But during the day, when Kiddush consists of nothing more than the Birchas Hananin, so Mamela, if you're just going to wash and make hamotzi, so Kiddush disappeared. So therefore, he says the Rosh, during the day, to make a distinction, don't make it on Pas. You're going to have Pas anyways. So make it on something special before and have the beer and do it. That's the Rosh, right? The Lokain Butler Kishom Dar Bina Lemmy Cook and Kiddush Al Adav Lemon Atlanta came in there for Kamal Sheikha. Okay, now the Rambam discussed in Perkov Tess Alok Yudalid, Ain Mekach Al Yanaro. And so, first of all, he says in general, you have to only certain type of wine. So, question, what are you allowed to add to the wine? The wine that's sugar and sweetened. Some people want to be Yosef the Rambam, they only have. they call naturally sweet wine, I think, which has no sugar added. It's just in the grapes, and it should not be mevushal either, because that also is not royal and not sechal mizbeach. Okay, how literally we take it, but that's what the Rambam writes. Okay, the Rambam says at the end of Alach Yud Zayin of Perakov Tesvul Shabbos, as far as Chamar Medina. I'm never mentioning about the daytime Kiddush. It doesn't weigh in. He says you can make Havdalah on it. You can make Havdalah on it, but we don't know about the daytime Kiddush. Okay? Ragged Mishnah quotes that some say it's not only true of Havdalah, it's true of Kiddush, too, even Friday night Kiddush. The Rambam didn't say that. How does Shulchan Aruch Pasuk in 28? In Reish Ayin Beis Siftes. B'makom she'ein yayin motzui, where you can't get wine, it's not easy to get. Yesh omrim she'mekadishim al sheichav shar mashkin chutz min amayim. Then you can have beer, other beverages, just not water. Yesh omrim she'ein mekadishim. U'laharosh b'layla yikadishach al apas, u'boki yosef l'kadish al sheichav, she'vorach alav she'akol kodem b'rchaz amotzi, she'vorach al apas chila ein kan shemshina v'divrei tam heim. He likes the Rosh. The Chaber quotes the Rosh, and it's good, it's a good reason, it's a reasonable presentation. Now, he said the minig is widespread like the Rosh. To do what? To make Kiddush over Chamar Medina by day. But how do we read that? The opening line of that sif in the Shulchan Aruch was B'makom she'ein yayin motzui. Is the Mechaber saying B'chein aminig poshut k'divrei Rosh? That's what people do. They make Kiddush on beer or schnapps on Shabbos day. Does he mean that in general? Or is that all under the opening clause, b'makom she'ein yayin matzah. You know, farshteitzach, that if you have wine, everybody have to make it on wine. This is a dispensation. If you don't have wine, or it's not easily available, it's expensive, or whatever. So it's not so clear. Okay? It's not so clear.
Yeah. Now, but they usually what people do is that, I mean, I've only saw this only a few times, but people actually make kiddush on schnapps mamash before the suda. They usually just make kiddush on schnapps just so they can eat food, and they go back home and they make mamash and kiddush.
I'm not sure that's true. I don't know. I've been to houses of people that make kiddush and schnapps on the lunch, at lunch too. I don't know if that's just in shul. Maybe you're right. Maybe more people do just in shul. I don't know. But with the yotzi shul, as long as you have mezonos, you yotzi anyway, you're done. That's a further question. If I already made kiddush in shul, do I have to make kiddush again at home?
Is there a way to fulfill only the kiddush? Only so I can. Kiddush can be just a matir, you know.
But not the mitzvah.
But not the mitzvah.
Want to split it? That's things split. Never saw that. Okay, many people make kiddush when you come back. Okay, I personally do. I come back home, I make my kiddush at home again on the ikar suda. What do you have to lose? That's the bar per kavanah anyway. There's nothing wrong with it, right? But anyway, that's an interesting question. I don't know.
If it's in schnapps,
you have
to be makbetz ever bees.
We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that. Okay, now look at the Mishnah Berurah writes. Again, it's in Reish Peites. That was Reish Ayin Beis. In Reish Peites, the same thing. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah there, 31. It's Rekat Neches says B'makom Shein Yayin Motzui. Mashma the B'makom Shein Motzui Ein LeKadesh Al Hashecha V'Shar Mashkin. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It seems to me that this whole heter is only if there's no one around. Okay. And he mentions, however, Ayin Le'el Sim Reish Ayin Beisiv Kotn Choftes Masha Kosavnu Shom De Noagin Lahakel Bezeb Shachas B'Mininoseinu. He acknowledges the fact that many people are Mekel in the daytime Kiddush. U'mikol Mokom Mitzvah Min Amuchar La'Yayinu. Nonetheless, he says the Mitzvah Min Amuchar is on wine. Okay? Again, it has to be Chamar Medina, like I said, other sources and so on. This problem of making Kiddush and Schnapps apparently is an old problem. The Bach already raised it, 33. V'ika l'smoa al minig kol Yisrael. The Bach already calls it minig kol Yisrael. Kind of Bach's an early Achron, right? The Bach writes, V'ika l'smoa al minig kol Yisrael shemikajim bok al sheikh afil yeshem yayin v'esam. Now is wine available? I have it at home. I have it in the cabinet. And yet, many, many people are makel to have schnapps or kiddush on Shabbos morning. V'chein kosem ahari v'ayol. Okay, one of the Ashkenazic late Rishonim. Al shem agudah, parak avay psachem, mizel ashono. V'yom ha-Shabbos v'roch shahakol, kodem b'rchaz amotzi. And the Bach is astonished about this. I mean, he said it's not just the Stam Amaratzim. The big Rosh Hashivas, the big Adolim said this. Over Yom Avad, Vasivas Chama Karbla Dalad Shana, he refers to a Knesia, Asifa, I don't know, there was a get together, I mean, not of a stadium, but there was a get together of Rabbanim 4 years ago. Nisho Ashela Zubinahem, Loma Nagukach, Kihe Idu Hazkanim Shayosa Bosavad. The elders at that vad testify. Digdole harabonim, or Shach Nazal, is one of the Rebbeim of the Ramah, or Shlomo Luria, that's the Marshal. Nagu Kain, Lekadish Besugas Boker, Dafka Lashachar, Afo Pisha Yain Beir, Lo Kitri Allah Yain Al Balayla, Velo Boker. Velo Yaz Shumas, Holy Ashim, and Execu Shalom Pidin. The Pshita Yain Kodashak, Moshe Kozov, and Lahedi, Lekamats, and Mesh Beitas. I don't get it, said Bach, but evidently this was a minig, Nofuts, Betutis Israel. Not just Amaratzim, not just Balabatim, but the big Rabbanim themselves did it. Okay? So he says, he tries to fetch a little teretz, says, Bach has all the teretz, the Taz is bothered, the Magen Avraham, they're all bothered by this minig, you know, which seems to be against the din. The din seems to be supposed to be kiddush on wine, and you're allowed to have schnapps as a backup. And yet we know today, and it's not just today, for hundreds of years ago already, they were using schnapps for kiddush. Well, if you're diet in your tzas yishuv, he says, sometimes, you know, sometimes people also drink before the meal, schnapps, so that people have a glass of wine before. People have a glass of wine, they call that a cocktail, right? They have a glass of wine before a meal. So it won't. The whole purpose that the Rosh should stand out, otherwise Kiddush on Shabbos morning doesn't stand out. So he feels perhaps having wine before doesn't stand out as much in our time either. Because people sometimes have wine before, they have a toast, or they have a cocktail before the meal. I think that's what you mean. They have some sort of a special wine and so on. Okay? But I don't know if that's what he's saying, but he has some sort of a teretz. Okay?